Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Hello, meatballs. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We are back.
Happy Thursday, meatballs. I think I'm back in the episode this week.
Oh, thank God, Dee. It's so weird without you there.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. I missed 2 days and I'm out 3 episodes. That was crazy.
A lot goes on. I feel like.
Well, especially with the random drama between Lauren and
I missed the one day.
Angelina.
And I walk in and I'm thrown into the drama. And I'm like, what is happening? Let's squash this.
Well, I'm back this
And then
week.
We had that whole day. And then you come in.
Yeah, and then it's like all fun. I feel like it's like we go right into like fun stuff.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica was a good time. So meatballs, you all wanted Chris Buckner to come on. So guess what? We have a special guest this week. My husband, Chris Buckner.
Hi, everybody.
To Dina and Chris.
What's up, Nicole?
Chris is like,
hey, Chris.
I don't know. What do I talk about? I'm like, you just talk. We just talk about things.
Yeah. I was going to have Gianni on too because we said we wanted both our husbands, but he's down the shore with the kids. So we got Chris this week. And then can we do another one with both our husbands
on? Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, perfect.
I will love that.
So how you doing, Chris?
Same old. What about you?
Everybody loves you on the show, by the way. Everyone's like, we want Chris to do interviews. Chris is our favorite. And I'm like, I know, same.
I have so much pressure.
He gets...
Well, Chris, you're funny.
So it's so funny because when we're filming, they're like, all right, go do confessional. Chris is like, I hate doing confessionals. I'm like, he's like, I don't know what to say.
But he's funny.
I know, you're just naturally funny. He doesn't know what to say, but then he gives the best confessionals.
Yeah.
Wait, I think my favorite was when we came back really drunk and he wanted the room key. And he's like, give me the room key.
Oh, because he was going to throw up?
That was my lowest point ever. So why would you think that's the best?
No, it wasn't the best. It was just funny because you kept asking me for the room key. And I was just like not understanding what was happening.
I honestly don't even remember that. That's how bad I was.
I think my favorite moment with Chris is, oh my God, where were we? New Orleans, maybe? Where were we?
New Orleans was a good one.
Remember we went to the haunted house and you guys didn't want to go in, so you...
Yeah, that was New Orleans.
Yeah, so that night, like, me and Dee were ready to, like, be meatballs. Like, we wanted to drink, we wanted to have fun. Like, that was our night to, like, let loose. And Chris wasn't feeling it. Like, we started, like, pre-gaming, and Chris was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to drink tonight. And me and Dina were, like, giving him evil stares the whole night. And he was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And we were so mad at him. Then we get to the club, and all of a sudden, he just starts taking shots.
That was the same night.
That was the night he wound up being sick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This was the night. That's my favorite night of you. He was so adamant. You were so adamant, like, I'm not drinking tonight. Me and Dina were like, ew. Like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? And then once we got to the club, he was just back in or freaking down in the fireball.
Yeah, you guys peer pressured me.
And then he was doing the teacup.
Wait, and then he took the camera and he was recording.
They didn't show it, and I was zooming in on Dina's boobs. I thought that was short. I thought that was going to make me real.
I cannot.
Oh, my gosh. So we do have a fan question from last week. And the Allison from Ohio wants to know what you think about our conspiracy theories.
You guys are – I laugh because I listen and I'm like, people are going to think that you guys are like kind of making it up for the show. Like, you guys are just, you know, pouring it on a little bit. But you guys actually think like this, which is really scary.
No, yeah, we're certifiable.
No, but sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. With certain things. Like COVID, when I got all this stuff beforehand, that was helpful. Yeah,
but putting your phone in a microwave because you think they're going to send sound frequencies and...
Oh no, Chris, I'm not that crazy. Like your
she
wife.
Put the phone. She texts me. She goes, "Listen, I'm gonna shut off the Wi-Fi." She's like, just so you know, like the security cameras are gonna go down. Don't worry.
She's I'm nuts. Like,
okay, no. Shut up, Nicole.
I'm like,
I didn't believe that. Didn't she unplug all the TVs?
I did. She put her phone in the microwave.
Okay. All right, everybody. Let's move on.
Oh, that's your wife.
Okay. Let's move on. This week's episode is sponsored by Blissey. You guys know that we're big fans of Blissey here at the Meatball Pod. They've really been saving our hair and skin. In fact, here are some of the great features of Blissey's pillowcases. You'll see healthier skin and hair in weeks, and it's better than satin, which is made from synthetics, is rough on your hair and skin, and is cheap for a reason. Blissey Silk has an anti-aging property, which reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color-treated hair. It's dermatologist-tested and recommended, and clinically proven to not clog pores, unlike cotton. Not to mention, it's antibacterial and hypoallergenic. With it being summer, it's been getting hot, which is no problem for us, because Blissey's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable. This promotes better sleep. Not to mention, they're easy to care for and machine washable. So as you know, Meatballs, we are hot sleepers. And let me tell you, these pillowcases have been a lifesaver for our quality of sleep. Plus, our hair and skin have been looking a lot better since switching over. So Meatballs, because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60-night risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball and use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. So a lot of people want to know how you felt coming into the house because guys, he was a fan of the show before he met me. But he didn't pursue me, people, just so you know. I pursued him. Actually, you didn't even say hi to me, and I was like, ugh.
No. That's not what happened. We all had the same friends, so when I saw – I knew Dina was around, but when we were out, like, she was getting – all these people were coming, taking pictures with her, so I was like, I don't want to be, like, another – because she was in our group of friends, so I didn't want to be, like
– Did you think she was hot?
Yeah, she was pretty. So then when I left, I didn't say bye to her because I didn't want to like be annoying, but I guess it worked.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess it sparked a little interest. She's like, who's that guy?
But how did it feel coming into the house knowing all the people?
Crazy.
Were you scared?
Did it feel weird?
It was so weird. I remember when I first walked in to the shore house, I couldn't take it in. I was like, this is fucking nuts. Like, I'm sitting in the shore house right now. And at this point, like, me and Dina were dating for a while. I had met a few of you guys, but just being in the house, it was.
Because you watched it every week.
It was like surreal. And then even when I was there, like, I was just watching. It was like I was just watching the show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just watching you guys. It wasn't even like I was, I don't know. It was so crazy.
But everybody was nice to you.
Yeah, everyone was super cool. Production was cool. The cast was great. Like, I had a lot of
fun. Oh, yeah, we loved you.
Wait, what did Jenny say? So Jenny threatened him. Did you know that?
As she should.
What did you say?
No.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Jenny was the first roommate I met. We weren't filming. It was at an appearance. So at the end of the night, she goes, you know, if you fuck with Dina, I'm going to kill you, right? And I was like,
nice.
I was like, oh, my God.
Were you scared?
Yeah, she's scary. I was like,
okay, because Jenny was really scary back in the day.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking with her. Don't worry.
Yeah, he said he was like nervous to come in because they watch the show every week. So imagine I would be nervous too. I mean, I was nervous coming in too.
Yeah, but also like when we brought like people that we liked back in the day to the house, like the boys would just make it so uncomfortable and like make fun of them or just like interrogate them. And it's like, come on. Like everybody was so judgy that like you were scared to bring someone you liked back because you were going to scare them away. I was like terrified to bring Gianni. And then, you know, we were in the smush room and they dragged me out. I'm like, are you guys serious?
I hated that. That's why I was so freaking first of all, my OCD was off the brink, but also I was just so nervous that they were going to like try and fuck up my relationship with Chris. So I remember we all had our like sneak phones. We always had like the phones that no one knew about.
Wait, where'd you hide your phone?
So I would put mine in my sports bra underneath my boobs.
Oh,
because then they would like pat me down, but they're not going to pat down my boobs, you know?
Oh, so I hid mine in a tampon and then wrapped it back up in the thing and put it in the box. Or not a tampon, a pad.
The things we would do.
Yeah, I literally felt like I was going to jail and I had to like smuggle things.
We literally was smuggling spy phones. But so I remember I would start seeing what I think the storyline is going to be like, Dina, you're just too crazy. You're going to scare Chris away, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so I would go in the bathroom and I'd text Chris and be like, I think they're trying to make me look crazy.
All right, let me go hide my phone under my boob now.
Yeah.
I'm so now crazy.
No, I wouldn't leave it there the whole time. No, I would just get it into the house under my boobs. And then I would usually put it in my like my toiletry bag.
Yes, yes.
Another funny part that so when you guys were filming, there would be so many people outside of the house just like waiting for you guys to come out. So one morning when I left, They send like the camera outside to like get me leaving or whatever. So all these people are outside. I open the door and you could hear everyone like start
getting
like,
excited.
Like getting excited. People start screaming. And then I walk out and it just goes dead silent.
Like,
and everyone's like,
they were like, yeah.
They're like, oh, who the fuck is that guy?
But now they would be excited.
And I'm like, oh, hi guys. Like, see you later.
Now everybody would scream louder than us for Chris, I think.
Yeah, they would chant, Chris, Chris, Chris.
They'd be like, get out of here. We just want Chris.
It was so funny. Went from like all this excitement screaming to like just like boos and dead silence.
Oh my God.
Stop.
No, it was funny. I loved it.
You loved it? So what else? What other questions could we ask for Chris?
Have fan questions for him?
Let me see. So,
oh, we should have did that. We should have posted, do you have questions for Christopher?
I know. I'm sure there were so many. But some people want to know, like, how is it being, having dad, like, how is dad life?
It's definitely great.
It is great.
I love it. I love it. It's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun. It's definitely worth it.
Wait, how about yesterday, Cameron gave us the finger jumping off the diving board.
Oh, I love him.
He's
and
nuts.
We couldn't even get mad because it was so funny.
Like he was like blowing every finger and then he blew his middle finger. I was like, what?
He's literally your second child.
Oh yeah. Like CJ's like very, like he's
more sensitive, yeah. Like a little sweet. But Cameron is just a like
bulldog.
Yeah, so Cameron's Chris and CJ's Diener.
No, I think I don't know.
I think CJ
does have my sensitivity, but Chris is also sensitive, but Cameron's a bulldog. He will just, he is.
The other day I was laying on the couch and he comes over and he's like never cuddly. So like he comes over.
He's
like,
cuddly with me.
He's like, oh, dad, I love you. I was like, oh, buddy, I love you too. And then all of a sudden he just goes like this, wham, smacks me in the face. I was like, oh, thanks, bud.
He's a character. Oh my gosh.
Hold on. Let me tell my favorite. My favorite time with you guys.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite meatball moment?
When I jumped on your back when Dina lost her purse.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear from him. Let's hear this. Go ahead.
It's fun.
Oh, you guys, this is actually a story when we weren't filming and we were just in the city.
Yeah.
It's funny now, but at the time it was frustrating. So we go to,
oh, you were so
we
mad.
Go to New York. We're drinking and everyone got pretty fucked up. Like we were definitely, you know.
Mallory was there. She lost her purse. He had a lot of balls in his court he had to deal with.
So it's getting late. So we're like, all right, we call the Uber, and like 5 minutes before the Uber gets there, Athena's like, I can't find my purse. So and we were in a little section, so I was like, all right, it has to be here somewhere. So like I'm looking every time I bent down to go look for Dina's purse. Nicole would jump on my back like a little kid,
like a monkey,
like a little kid. So then I'd like flip her onto the couch. Right. And then I go back to like looking for the purse and then she'd pop back up, jump back on my back. And I was like, Nicole, please stop. Like, we have 5 minutes. The Uber's going to be here. Like, let me just find Dina's purse. Dina's just like zoned out, like not really caring. But you did it so many times. And at the time, I'm like, oh my God, somebody get this girl off my back.
I thought it was playtime.
Like, thought it was a ride.
Yeah, you were having a top.
Like, wee.
I was like, come on, somebody get her off my back, please.
Oh my gosh. Him and Gianni definitely have meatball stories outside of filming. That's for sure.
Oh my God. Those stories, I can't.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chris, what was your favorite vacation you've been on?
Oh, my goodness.
He just stared at me like, you told me I didn't have to be prepared.
Yeah.
Where did we go?
So many to choose from.
I'm blanking out.
I would say probably Miami was fun. Miami was a lot of fun. Going to 11.
Where do we do? Yeah. In Florida, we did a bunch of activities. Like we did
Margaritaville?
The tanks and stuff.
Oh, that was...
Where was that?
I think that was Florida.
Margaritaville. I think it was Margaritaville because it was the first time we met Justin.
Yeah.
That was sick.
I had a lot of fun on that trip.
Yeah. And him and Zach, you guys are going shooting this Friday.
I think so. Maybe.
They're going to practice their shooting.
Ooh, I love that.
Dina's like, you got to get more guns. I was like, dude, we're okay. No, get more.
No, because I feel like what if there's, if some shit goes down, we have to be prepared.
No, I agree though. I agree.
So, but I'm like, why are you going shooting? Do you think something bad's going to happen? He has to get ready.
Be prepared for anything.
You think they have bows and arrows?
No, we don't have bows.
Right, Nicole?
Yeah, Gianni has bows and arrows. I have a, like, Michonne sword.
Yeah, but he has
Michonne swords.
He has a bow and arrow. Does he hunt?
So we had like a raccoon problem, and we're pretty sure they had like rabies because they were out during the day going crazy. So he dedicated like 2 months to trying to shoot these raccoons. Oh,
that's pretty cool, actually.
No, he loved it, and I couldn't watch because I was freaking out. But he killed one.
That's awesome. Did he skin it?
He likes his bow and arrow.
Did he skin it and wear it as a hat?
No, literally just threw it in the backyard and then it started to smell. I'm like, Gianni, oh my God.
Ew.
He was just like, ew, and threw it. Disgusting.
Gross.
Awesome. I know.
But so yeah, I want to say August 15th again, everybody come out to my vendor, to my table, because I'm selling Christopher John and I'd love to meet you all. That's all.
Where is it?
Oh, it's at the Feel Good Festival in Toms River, August 15th from 4 to 8.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're going to have the best time.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get a lot of people come out, buy some Christopher John. And guess what, Nicole? We have a Halloween launch coming soon. You're going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's like the cozy Halloween fabrics.
Oh my God, stop. I'm sure it's going to be so cute.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You guys get really cute designs that like you don't see anywhere.
Yeah, we find like all so basically you just like buy fabrics and then you right. could like sell them. But you know how that works.
Yeah.
Chris, anything else you'd like to say before we hop to meatball questions?
No, I can't think of, you told me not to be prepared, so this is me not being prepared. You're like, oh, just talk.
Well, what do you have to say to the fans that love you, Chris?
I love all the love online. Like I read, it's really cool because you read it and sometimes I read things that like, it's one thing if people post comments on like Dina's pictures, because they just assume that Dina or me is going to read it. But when I see things like
on Reddit,
on like comments of other videos that they're not writing it for expecting me to see it. Those are the ones that I really appreciate the most.
Yeah. He sometimes has his own Reddit threads. He gets a
yeah, your fan favorite.
Yeah, people. He does read Reddit, and he loves to see all the love.
Oh shit!
I don't post though on Reddit because sometimes people think that other castmates post things about other people. So like, oh hey Chris, I'm like, I didn't write this.
Stop!
Hi Chris.
We know it's you, Chris. Stop!
I can't. Oh man, so all right, so we're going to hop to meatball questions.
Thanks for coming, Chris.
Thank you. I'll see you guys later.
So this weekend, I actually am doing a stretch your mozzarella thing with my dad's family for his birthday. I'm excited.
Ooh, yum. Don't you do that every year?
This is like the second year I'm doing the stretch your mozzarella. They're great. And like my dad's family is super Italian, so they love this.
Delicious.
Yeah, every year we get together, we celebrate my dad. We actually just did that. Me and my mom and Chris and the boys went. We visited him Monday and then we went to his like favorite restaurant.
So nice.
It's all about keeping his memory alive, you know?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we went to the Frey concert.
Ooh, tell me about it. Did you get drunk?
Oh, yeah. We all got drunk. And nice. It was so funny. We felt like we were in high school again. Claire's dad drove us. And then when we got home, we all got Taco Bell and we all snuck into the basement so we wouldn't wake the kids because the babysitter was upstairs. And we all like snuck mm-hmm. into the basement and had like a nightcap and Taco Bell.
Oh my God, that's literally the best night
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, I felt like we were in high school again. It was so funny.
I'm jealous.
But they were great. And then it was so funny. So a young band came on in the beginning. And I kept...
Oh, like the opener?
Yeah. So I kept telling Chris, oh, this is so nice. Like, they're bringing on... It reminded me of, like, a high school band. Like, they weren't that great. They were, like, young. I'm like, that's so nice. They're, like, mm-hmm. just, like, bringing on, like, a young band just to, like, you know, give them some, you know, like, what is it? Give them some recognition or whatever. And Chris is like, there's no way yeah. this is just, like, a random young band. Like, they don't... They don't bring just random young bands. I'm like, maybe. And then we found out it was Landon Barker. So I'm like, oh my God.
Oh.
I thought, he was all right. But so Chris was like, see, I told you it wasn't a random young band. Like his dad's like the one of the number one freaking drummers. And here I am. I'm like, oh, it's like a high school band. And it was Landon Barker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he didn't sound great? I didn't even know he did music.
Well, that's why I was like, I mean, the band was, I don't know. It wasn't like up to the phrase par, you know?
Well, no.
I'll be honest. I thought it was just like a rando band that was had young kids in it and they were just like getting there, you know?
I didn't even know he did music.
Yeah, so he was there first. I mean, he wasn't terrible, but I mean, he wasn't the best. But yeah, it was a really fun night. The Frey killed it. Great night. A lot of beer.
Oh, it looks so fun.
Lots of beers.
Oh, you drank beer?
Oh, yeah. Tons of beer.
Shit. What kind of beer?
Bud Light.
Nice, man.
Yeah. I know. I can't.
Grab me another brewski.
Yeah, basically. Oh, yeah. And then our waitress smelled like Christmas. So I was like, wow, you smell delicious. And she was like, I was like, you smell like Christmas. And she's like, yeah, I just love Christmas. And she literally just sprays Christmas tree on herself.
You're lying.
No.
Wait, what's the scent? Where can we get it?
So she said she got it from like a weed shop. It's like something to like cover the smell of marijuana in your house.
Uh-huh.
So she sprays it on herself and it's Christmas tree.
Do you remember like...
She smelled great.
I remember I would get the sticks from, I think, Michael's. It was like the pine sticks.
Yes.
So it like smells like trees. Mm-hmm. I used to rub them on my body so I would smell like a Christmas tree.
Well, that's what she did. She literally, every time she walked over, we were like, oh my God, we feel like it's Christmas. Like, you know, just the smell.
Stop it.
You get into that Christmas feel. I was like, she smells like Christmas.
It was, oh my God. I think I'm going to start rubbing some Christmas on me again.
Yeah, she smelled beautiful. I loved it. Ugh. And I was like, wow, you smell like, she's like, I know Christmas. I was like, yes.
We love Christmas. Yeah,
I was like, I love Christmas.
I would have been like, Santa.
It was so funny. I can't. Let's all start just making ourselves smell like Christmas.
Please.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
All right. On to the meatball questions. All right. Hi, meatballs. This is Gabby from Rhode Island. My question is, how do you guys balance life between your children, husband, work, and friends? I feel like I struggle too hard with finding time, especially with my husband. P.S. I love you both so much. I mean, I really just kind of go with the flow. Sometimes I get stressed, but I try and make
family. Balance your life between children, husbands, work, and friends. Well, I feel like you're really good with like the children and the friends and husbands.
Yeah.
Because you do it all together.
Yeah.
Like you have the kids come over with your friends and your husbands are there. So you're all hanging out together and it works.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, you're right.
I feel like you're really good with that.
I am. That, yeah. Like we kind of mesh them all together. Yeah. But we got lucky in that sense that we're able to do that. And then you always have to make time for date night. Sometimes me and Chris, if the kids go to sleep, we'll watch a show.
Yes. No, I always say, like, date night is so important. And I've been telling Gianni, I'm like, I know, like, you know, the kids go to bed and, like, we watch a movie in the spare room. But, like, I want an actual, like, date night. Like, we dress up because he hasn't seen me, like, dress up in a while.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, Adam Sandler all day. So I feel like he forgot that I'm, like, cute. So I'm just like, I want to dress up and like go out and have drinks and it's just me and you, like we're dating. Like I read a quote that said, even though you're married and you have kids and you know, you've been married for all these years, you still have to date each other.
Yeah.
To like, you know, keep it interesting and you know, you still act like you're, you know, not married and you're still dating. So you have time for each other.
No, absolutely. Like even just like the fray. So it was like my friends. And then our husbands get along. So it was like a date
night. No, yeah, I consider that a date.
Yeah, it was a date night with Chris. Like, I got dressed up. We went out to dinner first.
Yeah, you look so cute,
too. I literally felt like we were back in high school. It was so fun. But, yeah, I guess, like, also with the kids, like, I always try and make sure we, like, do stuff together. Like as a family sometimes, too. Like, just, like tonight, me, Chris, and the boys are going to the boardwalk. I think it's just managing your time. It's difficult. It's not easy. So don't think that you're not alone in that sense. It's definitely difficult to manage everything, but you just have to make a calendar and like kind of like just plan ahead. It's all about planning ahead.
No, literally a calendar is a must.
Yeah. Yep. Totally agree. All right, next question. All right, last week you answered my question about condiments and I almost pooped my pants. This week I want to know what pasta shape is your favorite. Also, Paulie is right. All pasta shapes do not taste the same. Charlene from Long Island. So my favorite, I really love angel hair, and then I like bow tie pasta.
Oh, yes. Like, I do love angel hair.
Yeah, like,
what do I
love? Hair capellini, it's like one of my faves, and then also bow tie. I'm a big bow tie fan.
So I do love, my favorite I would say is tortellini. I do love tortellini, but I love the spiral ones. What are the spiral ones?
I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're the size of like a penne, but it's spiral.
Chris, what's your favorite pasta?
What's the spiral one?
Chris's favorite is rigatoni. He went to go play video games with Cam.
Yeah, I like the spiral.
Let me see if I have it in my pantry. Because sometimes I make that with my for my pasta salad.
Does it start with an F? Oh, and I love raviolis.
Oh, so you like
if I'm
going to
go on a date to like a nice, if I go on like a nice date restaurant, and I know I'm like going to have carbs, I'm doing raviolis all day.
Really?
I love raviolis.
I don't know if I have the spirals. Let me see. Oh, rotini.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I use that for my pasta salad.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's why I love it.
Yeah, I love
and the bow ties and pasta salad.
I love a nice pasta salad.
Oh,
I think
so good.
You know what? I might make my pasta salad for this weekend too.
Cool. I'm coming over.
Please come. Mm-hmm. All right. Next. Hi. Love the podcast. Hearing Chris might be on soon. I had a question for him. I think Dina mentioned. Oh, Chris, come back. We have a question for you.
Come back.
Chris, come back. Come on. Okay. So, love the podcast. Hearing Chris might be on soon. I had a question for him. I think Dina mentioned he has celiac gluten issues. I was just told I have celiac, and I'm so bummed being in my 40s. I've eaten what I wanted until now. This is an adjustment. Does Chris have any advice or words of wisdom on how to cope daily? Julie from Boston.
Truly, it sucks. No, you're joking. You figure
it's manageable, right?
Oh yeah, you definitely figure out, especially now, like a lot of restaurants have like gluten-free stuff. You find what you like and what you don't like, and you find alternatives. Like Dina gets these hamburger rolls that are from, I think, UD?
Yeah, it's UDI.
And it's the best tasting bread. So I like make everything out of it. Sandwiches, hamburgers, just bread and butter. Like it's my go-to.
They have gluten-free Red Lobster rolls that I make. There's gluten-free breadcrumb. There's definitely a lot of gluten-free stuff to find.
Oreos makes gluten-free Oreos.
Oreos, and they're good.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
So it's not that bad, actually.
Yeah. You just have to find like the good stuff. Like I have to say, I think our chicken cutlets with gluten-free breadcrumb are even better than regular breadcrumb. Mm-hmm. And then meatballs, too. I like the...
Oh, my God. Dina's gluten-free meatballs?
Yeah.
They're the best thing I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's all... there's a lot of options.
It is challenging, like, when you go out to dinner.
Why don't you tell her how you found out you were gluten-free when you were later on in life and how you were...
I always had it. And then I found out when I was like 13 because I was getting like some reaction to it, but it wasn't that bad. But then, so I was like,
all right. What was the reaction?
Like I would just get like an upset stomach and, you know, it wasn't anything terrible that I, you know, wasn't worth not eating. Mm-hmm. But then like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I had a bad reaction. I just like started breaking out and then I started doing more research into celiac and I started reading things that was like kind of scary. So I was like, all right, this isn't really worth it for her.
And then we went all gluten-free.
And I went all gluten-free. Never looked back.
Yep. So see,
there you go.
There's a lot of options. And honestly, if you ever do like an online order, just put in gluten-free and everything will pop up. There are so many things. Some are better than others. Sometimes you have to like try different things to see which one you like the best. But yeah, we have a lot of gluten-free stuff in the house. I basically cook gluten-free.
Well, there you go.
All right, moving on. Okay, hey, it's Allison from Indiana. I'm rewatching Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and a scene of you guys bowling. It reminded me of OG Jersey Shore when Dina drove to the bowling alley and they were all freaking out about you driving. So my question for Dina is, was your driving that bad or were the roomies just being dramatic? Love you guys. They were being dramatic. I'm a good driver.
Always drama.
Always dramatic. If anything, I think Jenny gets crazy on the road. She gets mad when we get nervous.
Anytime me and Dina drive, they're like, oh my God. But like last, it was recently, I drove Mike and Vinny to, and you, were you
okay? Yeah, you were fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but on the way home, because you left early, or you went, yeah, you left. Vinny was like, oh, watch that. Oh, and like grabbing things.
I'm oh
like,
my calm God. Down. Calm down, sir.
Like, everybody relax.
I can't imagine how Vinny drives. He has.
Like a grandpa, like Mike? Like
the worst.
I feel like they drive like grandpas.
Probably. All right, we have one more question. And this is from the voicemails.
Hello, meatballs. This is Ryan from Wichita, Kansas. And I had a question for you guys. Me and my husband is wanting to move away from like both of our families and just start a new life somewhere. Cause we just feel kind of stuck in where we're at, like job wise and everything else. What would you recommend to getting over that fear of moving to a new place? And by the way, I love you guys. I've been watching you guys forever now. And yeah, so what do you guys think?
Honestly, you only live one life. So if you feel stuck and you're unhappy, there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying something new. I mean, Chris was nervous about leaving his old job and he's starting a new job next week. So, and he definitely went out. Sometimes you have to go out of your comfort zone.
Yes. I would say do it. Because it's probably going to be the best thing ever. You're going to have new experiences, make new friends. And
yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's definitely scary.
I wasn't ready to move. I wasn't ready to move from my old house, but we kind of had to. And honestly, I think it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be. So, you know, I feel like there's nothing wrong with trying, you know, like trying something new. I know it's scary. Always trying something new is scary, but you live once.
I mean, I was scared to do Jersey Shore, yeah. And look what happened.
You live once, and you know, if this is something you feel like you really want to do, there's nothing wrong with giving it a shot. And if it doesn't work out, you know, you could always, I feel like it's never terrible to try new things. And if you're not happy, there's nothing wrong with that.
Give it a whirl, girl.
Yeah, give it a whirl. All right. So that was the last meatball question. I know you have to run. This was a little bit of a short
one. Yeah, I'm so sorry. So sorry, meatballs, that it was not a long show today, but we definitely wanted to do something for you. And Chris wanted to say hi. So thanks, Chris, for coming on the show.
He's back playing video games.
Oh, okay. So thank you, Chris. And we'll have both Chris and Gianni on soon.
Yes. And we'll get like more prepared with questions and stuff. This was kind of like a wing it. I completely forgot. And I was on my way home from baseball and I'm like, oh crap. I was like, Chris, are you good to jump on? He was like, all right.
Whoopsies.
But I hope you all.
Well, we're a hot mess this week, but we'll be better next week.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We love you, meatballs. Have a great weekend. We did it, Dave.
Let's get sauced.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.